I think we can say that the future has arrived, but it looks pretty damn expensive. Have you seen the details that are coming out? I want to make sure I get this right because it's the dumbest name possible. On the Venu sports bundle.
I'm looking at you like you have five heads because the answer is no. I've not heard of it.
This is not the Scientology god, by the way. This is not Xenu. This is Venu.
Yeah, don't even know what Xenu is.
I don't really even know what Venu is, but we're about to find out. By the way, more Gardo's talk on the way. Jonathan Peterlin coming up in 1 hour's time. It's an F off Friday, but I got to remember my particulars here. So this is Venu is basically the planned bundle streaming service that includes sports from ESPN, which is all of Disney, by the way, not just ESPN, but ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery. So this is meant to be, like, for instance, I have cable for one reason. It is sports. It is to make sure that I get all my sportsing possible and that I don't miss out on one single thing. And I will be honest with you, I still end up having to app jump. I don't know about you, it's the most annoying thing in the world. Like, I almost need an app that organizes all the things that I possibly have a subscription to right now.
By the way, can we get the correct name here?
Yeah. What is it?
I would believe that it's Venu.
How do you spell it?
V-E-N-U.
Venu. I would think it's like a venue, like a sports venue. It's a venue of viewing sports.
But Venu is V-E-N-U-E. This is V-E-N-U.
So why is there extra emphasis on the E then?
I don't know. I'm just saying Venu, not Venu.
I think you might have it off.
Show your work.
I mean, it would make more sense from a marketing standpoint that it's Venu, right?
Oh, so you're guessing.
The Venu?
Well, if it's going to be Venu,
I mean, why would you spell it like M-E-N-U, so Venu, E-N-U?
Okay, no, but that's not the same thing.
Let's ask the grammar expert here, Dustin.
All right, Dustin, what do you think? Honestly, is it Venu or Venu?
Well, it's you, so I'm going to go opposite what you're saying because you've done this more than one time before. There's no work to be shown here, Nick. You know.
When? No, I think Total Recall right now.
Earlier, you during this show today, you were trying to say bought, and you said brought.
Okay, I'm a hillbilly. That doesn't mean...
Well, I think it's impressive that I had the ability to recall something.
Even if it wasn't a one-for-one?
You did it twice, by the way.
I did. It was just a simple... I'm from Appalachia.
Don't say any of my flaws. I don't need to have that anxiety tonight.
No worries. Thank you. All right, so... Well, now I feel like an a-hole. Now I don't want to talk about the thing.
Talk about it. Just pretend you said Venu the whole time.
All right, can we edit the free Odyssey app? But here's the thing. If I switch, this is the Bazana Bazana thing. If I now switch to this and later I'm told it is Venu, I'm going to be very mad. Say it out loud, I sound like an a-hole.
Well, here's the thing, though, Nick. You were talking about the price. It's $42.99.
Yep. Getting this on topic. So $42.99 a month.
Right. Well, ESPN Plus right now is 10 just by itself is $10.99 a month.
Yeah.
ESPN Plus.
I would absolutely.
I spend way too much on subscriptions currently.
Yeah.
So just throw this on the tab.
So you're not even going to question about the $42.99?
But you already have all this.
If I don't need it, then no, I'm not going to get it. But I mean, if you told me tomorrow that I had to have it, I'd just get it.
This is for people.
I'm the type of people they want to take advantage of.
No, they actually, they want to take advantage of people that only want to watch sports.
Yeah.
You want to downsize, you want to get rid of all the other garbage that you don't watch and just watch sports, you just pay for this.
I think we should just switch the topic. I think I killed the topic.
What was the topic again?
I think the topic is $42.99 a month too much for a only sports bundle?
Oh, yeah. You buried the lead.
No, I buried the name of the thing.
You did. Venu.
And what makes it worse is that the marble mouth of Crawford County is the one that has to save me with a life jacket.
But here's the thing. We were talking about this before the show. 43 bucks a month. Let's call it with tax and everything. You're out the door under 50 bucks a month. 45, 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So would you not, I mean, your wife or significant others out there would probably want other things, like whether you're paying for them on TV or not, you're still going to get the Netflix. You're still going to get all those things extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't you just pay the extra $20, $30 a month for all the other channels that you get?
So I'm
like,
so
there's no way that your wife is okay with you just having the sports channels and not having the options of doing all the other ones.
So here's the thing. I already have those things plus cable.
Well, right, but you don't have all the other channels if you go with just this.
But I think all those other channels are made up for with the other streaming bundles.
Until they have something you want to watch.
So, does anybody watch live TV anymore? I think we just wait until...
Just a bunch of TV.
I think we
just
wait.
Did you want me to remind you about how to pronounce things, or...
NBC's not on this.
What about Vinu?
Is $42.99 too much for a sports
only? And your thoughts
only?
On Vinu, the newest planet. Next.
That's a good one.
I have no recourse. 216-474-9992. If you want to go ahead and talk about this godforsaken streaming thing, which I... Again, if it saves me $5 a month from having to just pay for cable in general, I'll pay for it.
They're the $5 a month savings. Like, I feel like most people would just be like, just keep what I got. It's not that much.
I think you might be underrating people's dissatisfaction with
the other risky
cable
thing.
Providers.
This is specifically streaming. So you're
Keith's keeping
you're
this the, alive. This no, is beautiful.
The no, streaming thing is you're at risk of this streaming all of this. Like, some people just haven't gotten over to the streaming platforms and been like, I'm okay with just having this.
Well, but here's
like,
the
they
thing.
Want the cable.
Like, the cable companies now are stopping with cable boxes. They're giving you the option to save money per month to not have the cable box.
Right, but if you're streaming everything and your internet goes out, you're done. You'd have nothing. You have no option unless you watch it on your phone.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that the same way with cable?
No, you can still have cable without internet.
I mean, generally, if one goes out, there are very few times is one going out and the other has.
Not if you have a problem with your internet, like your box.
I get my internet from my cable guy.
Well, I know. I'm
you
saying,
can understand.
Like,
I'm in Dutch either way here.
What if your internet box goes down, but your cable box is good? Like, people have that up and all the time.
I'm going to keep just throwing out the number. I don't think $42.99 is as much as it seems. Now, again,
I spend like $90 on YouTube TV.
I will say, I think they have to be a lot more clear on what I get with this. Because if you're going to be charging this, I better get NFL games. I better get, because they just kind of nebulously say, it's a lot of, all this kind of different independent sports games and all this kind of stuff.
You're not going to get the NFL Network stuff. You're not going to get NBC. You still have to pay all that separate.
Yeah, okay, then it's
not
worth it.
This is just Fox, the Warner Brothers Discovery channels, and ESPN.
So there's no
NBC and everything.
But like with Fox, does that mean I get to
watch? You get all the Fox FS1, I'm assuming.
Like college football, though? Do I get like the live?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the NBC stuff is the NBC stuff, but how many times do the Browns play on NBC?
Well, there's Sunday night games every week, though.
Well, yeah, but I... like.
No, how many times are they on Sunday night football?
If I save some money...
you wouldn't have
money,
a problem with your Browns. They'd be shown on local TV anyway.
Well, no, it was a bad example, much like my pronunciation of this thing from the beginning. But if all I'm missing, quote-unquote, is NBC Sunday night football, I'm okay with that. Because I'm still going to have Monday night football. I'm still going to have Thursday night football, because I already have Amazon. I'm going to have my normal games. Going to have the 1 and 4 o'clock games. I might actually be being a better husband by not having the NBC app. Which
remember what the NBA is moving over to.
That's a good point. No, I mean, I just...
Point, counterpoint, Nick.
Yeah, but I just don't... I think when we get into stuff like this, we react to it immediately. That's too much of a price point. And then you start to kind of look at it. As long as I'm getting all the things I care about, and again, I can save some money somewhere.
Was that Igen?
You can give anything in this segment. It's just me and Keith now.
I gave you about 6 minutes.
Is that about as much as you got?
Well, I've chimed in that $42.99 is not really a lot when it comes to subscriptions for what you're going to get.
But the whole point is, like,
What's the point?
Are you willing to give up all the other channels that you have? Like you have, you said you have YouTube TV.
Oh, so you're saying just
you wouldn't have any of those. This is just sports.
I'm not a big YouTube.
You won't have all that.
I'm not a big YouTube TV guy. I'm not a big cable guy. So like, I'm not. By the way, I'm never going to get rid of a fair amount of the apps I already have. So like, the only thing I'm cutting out here is cable, because that's the only reason I have it. And I don't know if anybody else feels that. Like, guys, I don't watch VH1. I don't watch, the content that HGTV has, well, it's just going to be on Max here momentarily. I'm going to go there.
Okay, so you won't have, like, NBA TV, won't have MLB Network. Do you watch any of those other channels?
I mean... Yeah, but because I
just think the
more
you start looking around at things you actually do watch from time to time, when you don't have those channels, it's going to be a little bit.
I hate to be this guy. I really do. Because I love baseball. You going to miss MLB Network?
I don't know if you're a big baseball fan. I guess you would. Maybe we wouldn't, but
I love baseball. Like, baseball's I don't want to say my number one sports, because I kind of just am into Major League Baseball, the NBA. And NFL all the same, and then behind that it's kind of college football, and there might be one or two sports behind that. But like, so, but specific to what MLB Network does, 97% of what they put out is not interesting.
I'll tell you what, I would rather watch their highlights of baseball than ESPN's.
Yeah, but I don't think it's so. I don't think that makes MLB Network a must-have. It's a slight preference. It's not my life is going to change if I don't have the way they, any one of the 72 highlights show that they have. 216-474-0092. I think we finally got this segment on track there. What would you miss most if you just went with
By the way, Big Ten Network?
Oh, no. I can't watch Ohio State versus Akron. So, man,
they put,
sorry about that.
Other
Akron.
Games on Big Ten.
Well, they're going to have a lot more games on there now.
And they are now, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They're, okay. And by the way, they're going
okay,
to put,
I only do Ohio State
put some premier games on that network.
We watch the tape.
Watch the tape.
Yeah, it's fine. But like, do you need to have Big Ten?
Although I wonder if Big Ten Network would be on this. Part of the Fox family? I don't know. Would it be on this? It doesn't say.
Guthrie's Kevin, they need to advertise Venu with Tom Cruise saying, thanks to Venu, I have reached total sports enlightenment. Oh, man.
That reminds me. Remember the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
Am I the dead guy?
No, you're not the dead guy. It's like early in the movie when Bernie goes out to have a dinner. And remember the girl's playing footsie with him under the table?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Vino! You remember that?
No.
Vino! Okay, whatever. It made me think of it.
216.
Thoughts?
474. Double on.
Why'd you go quiet?
Well, I don't know what we're calling this damn thing.
We're calling it F off Friday.
Would you pay $42.99 per month for a
total...
You sound
like you were starting off some sort of like adult advertisement.
Show your
would
work.
You pay $42.99 per month?
You don't have to, because it's $33.
20% off.
Talk to Greasy Mike. Are you all on board with Lane Thomas?
Well, I like what I saw yesterday.
Well, think about it, though. He's got two.
It was funny. We were in studio when he got that hit,
mm-hmm.
His first hit. Not his first hit, but you hit yesterday. And Jax goes, who's that? Well, I think I told you. Was that Quan? Looked like Quan. It was not Quan. I just looked
Lane
up.
Thomas?
Yeah, because I've not seen him in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of, like, as he was running the bases, like, oh, who got that hit? Because I just looked up. No, freaking our boy Lane Thomas.
So it's funny you say that, because every analyst we've had on has been like, Lane Thomas is the quintessential Guardians player. Like, granted, I think he has more pop than a lot of the kind of, but like build-wise, they don't go after the Aaron Judges of the world. Although, I mean, Josh Naylor isn't a little guy. John Kenzie isn't a little guy. But like, their speciality is somebody who got drafted out of the middle infielder. Out of the middle infield, who is a more diminutive human being, a la Stephen Kwan. Well, in two games, he's got three hits, a walk, two doubles, two runs, which is pretty darn good. Tonight he's playing in right field. I think we're at a really one. It's been cool to watch him. Tonight's going to be an important game though, because tonight he finally faces. I think this is first right-hand starter that he's faced since coming to Cleveland, and this is going to kind of be the difference. Not tonight's game against Dean Kramer, but tonight's kind of game is going to be the difference between whether he's just a good pickup or whether he's a great pickup. If he can start hitting, I know the splits are always going to be the splits, but if he can start hitting right-handed pitching a little bit better specifically this year, atop that lineup, like we talked earlier about, well, could you have such thing as too much of a top-heavy lineup? If Lane can hit just marginally better against righties, with the three guys he's got around him, and if Fry can start hitting, it was nice to see him get a home run last night. I think that's the kind of stuff that could really boost his value and that the kind of maximize that trade. Now, I do want to talk about Steve Dorshak, who...
I thought we were going to do the phone call at some point.
We are going to get to it.
Are we going to talk about Steve Dorshak?
We are.
Finest.
We are. Of the repository, he tweeted out, because I reacted to this, I want to get your quick take on it, before we get to the phone call, on an FO Friday. He said, Francona's culture building and Antonetti's organizational touch are why the squad will hit 100 wins with a 34-20 finish, IMO. I was like, I couldn't help but notice Stephen Vogt's name is not listed there.
He gets no love right now, man.
Do you think that Terry Francona gets more credit for setting this up than Stephen Vogt does for actually pulling it off?
I don't know, man. I just think he's done such a good job. But you think it's people believing that like this is just a flash in the pan? That he doesn't have anything to do with this?
I don't think it's that they have anything to do. I think it's just, like, in Steve's case, it sure sounds like, I'm sure he's giving Vogt some credit. But, Francona's culture building, where was that last year? Like, where was...
It's a fair question.
And, like, honestly, I think Tito's retirement became a big distraction for the team post-deadline. And I don't want to put it all on Tito. But, like, if you think that this culture... Yes, Tito set up the culture. But Vogt continues it. I don't think people realize that that could not happen. And in a fair amount of times, when you have a good culture manager, it's tough to follow that same guy up with the same thing. And so I know that like 3 years from now, we'll know if Vogt has truly continued Tito's culture. But like, who instituted the changes on offense? Because we're seeing more power that seems to be an approach thing. So...
You're talking about the hitting coach?
Does Tito get credit for that in Tito's culture? Like, and I don't want to downplay Tito. That's not what I'm trying to do. But like, I don't think Tito gets any credit for this. I think Tito gets, the last decade was awesome. And Tito, yes, changed Cleveland baseball by building something sustainable. But maintaining culture in a change at manager is incredibly impressive. And then I think it's the change in style that's why you are where you are. I think, like I said this yesterday, Terry Francona was old school in that he was an older gentleman that played in the 80s in baseball. But he wasn't old school in the way of in-game management. Stephen Vogt is. Stephen Vogt is a, 39-year-old dude that manages the game hands-on. That's old school managing. New school managing is, well, we've set this lineup and we got to give it 9 innings to go ahead and figure itself out. That's not what Vogt's doing. So between the change on offense in philosophy and between the, not just the change in philosophy, but also his ability to change his philosophy and how he manages a game, I think that's huge. I think you have to give him credit. There have been more games won by Stephen Vogt this year than lost.
Yeah, so I was going to add to what you were saying, Nick. Like, if you said before the season, what was the strength of this team?
The starting rotation.
Yes, everybody talked about the starting rotation and how they had high hopes for Tanner Bibee, Tristan McKenzie, so on. But, like, none of that has transpired so far this season, really. I mean, because of injuries mainly. But if you had just looked at the pitching in general, the starters at this point in the season, and not known anything about the offense or bullpen, would you think this team was in third place in the division, fourth place?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if you said the same thing, I would say they're
third place, probably.
Yeah, well, even if you're in first place in the division, I would have said Division's probably 500 at this point.
Well, you definitely didn't have high hopes for the – you didn't think that they would do anything in the postseason. Yeah. Now, because of the hitting – and you said – some people are like, I don't give them any credit for this hitting, this different attitude. Well, players do.
Yeah.
We've had several players on that said that he is the one that came in here from day one and said, this is what we're doing.
And I'll be honest with you. I think it was – if we're going to give Tito credit for being a huge part of the pitching factory – I think it was Tito that was stuck in his ways a lot the last 2 years. And honestly, I think it put a lot of pressure on the offense because I think guys were being too patient. So if I'm going to give Tito credit for every good thing that he did, and he did so much more better, so many more good things than he did bad things. If I'm going to give him that credit, I even last year was wondering, like, all right, if this... And now we have the proof of concept. If it's philosophical, then you have to wonder if the last year or two or 3 years of Tito's offense are because of Tito. And again, none of this is exact. And it is not to say that Tito, that we should change our opinions on Tito or his, but if you're going to give Tito more credit because of culture building, then Steven Vogt gets for actually winning this year and winning as early in a season and at a clip that I don't know Tito ever won at here, I think we're slighting Steven Vogt. And I don't think that's right, quite frankly. Let's go with Mike. Real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Yeah, one thing I don't think your point about Vogt is terrific because I think he's a big metrics guy, and I think that was something that Tito didn't necessarily embrace as much as we would believe. And the thing is, I don't think that he's making out the lineup card, okay? I'd be willing to bet that he's not making out the lineup card, but he's responsible for the day-to-day in-game decisions, okay? And he's done a masterful job of handling the pitching staff. That's all I got.
Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. If this is a three-piece pie here, it's Chernetti, it's Tito, it's Steven Vogt. Are you giving Terry Francona as much credit, if not more credit, than Terry Francona for setting this thing up for Steven Vogt to have success in his first year? 216-474-0092. So from the phones to your phone call, we're finally there, friend. It's your night in the desert. What you got for us?
So last night, I got home, we went to dinner. I went to the Olive Garden last night, man. Been a minute. Dude, never lets
Still
you down.
Slaps.
Never disappoints.
Still slaps. Although, I do think that there is an end to the endless pasta bowls. I know we don't do that right now, but I have found...
But there's not an end to the endless breadsticks and salad.
Fair. But if you really wanted to make me show my worth, say endless pasta bowl, and then every pasta bowl gets bigger. Think about it. It's so much easier to go, oh, he's finished his third pasta bowl. Let's get him like a saucer for this fourth run. No. Give me a bigger bowl. Say, okay, fat ass, you wanna eat some pasta? Come on. We're gonna make it impossible. So what else did you do last night?
I got home. And what?
Is everything I do that funny?
In this case, yes. Because I said, okay, you had a long-ass phone call. There. Explain.
Okay, I got home, and my buddy and I, I got a new friend. What?
I got a new friend. I got news for you.
All right, listen. I got a new buddy, and, you know, it's early in our relationship.
Yeah.
It's early. I met him through tennis.
The honeymoon phase.
We're in the honeymoon phase, and we're in the get-to-know-each-other phase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a lot in common.
Yep.
Very similar personalities. Love to play tennis. Play tennis all the time.
Love Olive Garden.
He was having a rough day, so we were kind of shooting the breeze last night, and it was relatively fast in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I got off the phone. I looked down. It was 3 hours and 45 minutes. And I'm like, what the hell did I just do?
Three hours and 45 minutes. A phone call?
Phone call.
Continuous. No potty breaks. No.
No.
No, like, hey.
Oh, no, I took a leak on the phone a few times.
Oh, wow. We were there in the relationship.
Well, I hit mute.
Oh.
I didn't let them know.
Oh, with my cabin boys, they just hear the flow. So 3 hours and 40 minutes?
Yeah. And I told him, I looked at the phone. I'm like, bro, dude, I haven't talked to someone on the phone since my girlfriend in high school.
I don't think
like
I've,
that long.
I don't think I've ever talked.
And
to
even
anybody.
Then, I was playing NCAA. You know, 2000 and whatever.
That definitely doesn't count because it was
Yeah. Oh, she's
no
to,
way.
She used to get so mad at me.
Wow, I can't believe that. No, she didn't.
Not. I mean,
that's probably.
You think
too
I don't pay attention on this show? Yeah. You should see me playing college football.
But you paid attention to that 3-hour 40. I don't. I've never.
No. I was pretty locked in.
I think if we're taking Zooms out of it, like me and my cabin boys, we have a monthly cabin Zoom, which effectively acts as a phone call where we catch up. But dude, I walk away from that thing. I take the dog out. I come back. I zone out. I veg out. Like, I don't think I've ever had an actual phone call that's lasted longer than an hour, let alone 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, pretty wild, right?
I think my average phone call, because Ness gives me crap all the time. Like, my mom will call and they're like, Oh, yeah. Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I can do that. All right, you're good, though? All right, love you, Mom. Bam. Now, in fairness, it's because my mom is as bad at phone calls as I am. As soon as I pick up the phone, all I want on the planet is to get off of it. It could be Abraham Lincoln. And I'd be like, yep, Mr. President, yep. Duck. All right. Be good, buddy. All right. See you in the afterlife. Good stuff at that presidency thing. Good job out of you. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to go, dude. Like, I don't have time to be sitting on here with Abraham Lincoln all freaking day.
See, I think there's a delicate balance between the texting that society now we just text. It's all digital. It's emails. It's texting. Like, just let me say, just pick up the phone and talk to your people.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm not suggesting like waste your whole night like I did.
I don't think it's a waste. If you enjoyed it, it's not.
I did enjoy it.
That is so much. You doing a 3-hour, 40-minute call is so much more nutritious for your soul.
Yeah. And my buddy's going through something, and we're just broing out.
That's just a couple guys. That's just a couple bros broing out. But like, that's so much better for you than if you had watched three hours, 40 minutes of movies.
Oh, yeah. Rot my brain.
Or even sports, man. Like, there are times when I'm like, am I actually enjoying this? Or am I just doing this for something to do?
Great point.
And then I usually pick up a book. But like, even those conversations. I mean, important conversation. Like, I remember the last conversation I had. Vanessa's grandpa was very near and dear to me. I've had some up and downs with her family, but that's my ride or die right there. And when he was sick, we weren't going to be able to make it back in time. And so we had a really nice conversation. I tapped out after 10 minutes. I couldn't do it. One, I couldn't keep it together. And two, I was just like, I told him I loved him. I told him I'd take care of his granddaughter. And what more is there to say? So like,
that's all you need to say.
Like, one of my favorite conversations I've ever had. I could not do more. If I'd done 11, I would have been a mess. And I probably also would have gotten so anxious, because that's what it is. Phone calls make me super anxious because I can't see your face. I can't. And that,
do you ever FaceTime anybody? Like, oh, well, you have an Android, but it's probably the same thing. They have some sort of FaceTime, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you
that with people?
I prefer that.
Yeah.
Especially, dude, I'm married. Tone is so huge, especially when
I do it with my kids all the time.
Well, I want to see your face, because that's like 75% of the puzzle. So as somebody who has social anxiety in the first place, just talking on the phone. Actually, no. I know. Most recently, I know the longest conversation. I had a 20-minute conversation with somebody in the NBA like 6 weeks ago, and he's a great conversationalist, great guy. 10 minutes in, I was like, I guess I'm gonna stay on the line, because I'd rather see him in person. Or even if I just, again, Zoom, give me that. I can talk on Zoom for an hour. I usually peter out about that. But 3.5 hours, dude, that's incredible.